The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath, has said there'll be a difficult balance to strike in the upcoming budget. Speaking at the opening of the National Economic Dialogue at Dublin Castle, Mr McGrath said the priorities for Budget 24 would include housing, protecting living standards and continuing to invest in public services, but that this would have to be done in a way that would not add to inflation.
Inflation is falling, but it needs to fall much further. Monetary policy is tightening all the while, and we know that that's presenting real challenges for households and for businesses as well. And while the headline position in the public finances is particularly strong, we're all acutely conscious of the underlying vulnerabilities and the fact that about half of our corporation tax receipts are now deemed to be windfall in nature. Does open up risk, and that's why we need to be careful about the choices that we make.
The Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath. Well, the National Economic Dialogue sees government leaders, charities, trade unions, academics and business groups gather to discuss the priorities for Budget 24. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan is at Dublin Castle for us this lunchtime. Brian, we know that the public coffers are awash with cash at the moment and no shortage of people there in Dublin Castle with ideas on how it might be spent, I imagine.
Absolutely, Brian, and I think that poses the problem for the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath. Everybody knows, we know, these lobby groups, charities, trade unions, environmentalists, business groups, they all know that the government has these big budget surpluses right now, fueled by those very large corporate tax receipts. So as Michael McGrath was saying there, it's a difficult balancing act, and he can't do anything that will further fuel inflation. Also quick to stress that those corporate tax receipts are volatile, they are temporary in nature, and they cannot be used for day-to-day spending. He did, however, say that there would be a tax and welfare package in the budget. There would be further investment in public services, further investment in housing, but again, stressing all the time that it wouldn't be done, that would further fuel inflation. Now, interestingly, in his address to the conference, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar spoke about not being overly cautious, and he said, look, if we have the money to help those most in need, we should do so, and we can't force people further into poverty. He was asked afterwards by reporters if this meant he was at odds with his finance minister. He said, absolutely not. They both agreed that unreliable, once-off corporate tax receipts cannot be used to fund ongoing expenditure because they won't last forever.
So this process then feeds into the summer economic statement, all of them steps towards Budget 24, and the choreography, I suppose, is underway.
Absolutely. And this is one of those big milestone events. As you say, it comes before the summer economic statement. Now, it should be said, lots of government ministers here today, the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach will arrive shortly. Very quick to stress that this will not form the budget, that the budget is nowhere near ready, that there's still a long way to go. But nonetheless, this is the opportunity to hear from the interest groups, to hear from the charities. So what are they looking for? Well, IBEC, the business organisation, it's saying that a big part of that big budget surplus should be used for a new national infrastructure fund to help address social, economic and environmental infrastructure needs. Mm-hmm. Social Justice Ireland, it's proposing that Budget 2024 should be split in two, with those once-off windfall tax gains treated separately and used in one-off infrastructure projects. The National Women's Council has urged the government to invest in childcare and public services to tackle inequalities. A group of 27 of the organisations that are here today, and quite a varied group from St Vincent de Paul to Friends of the Earth, mm-hmm. they've come together to issue a joint statement, and they're calling on the government to prioritise cutting energy bills and moving Ireland away from its dependency on fossil fuels for home heating.
Brian, we'll leave it there. No doubt from you in the course of the day, but thank you very much for that.